The Co-op Group has reported a return to profit. Sean Farrington from Five Live Money is here. Quite a turnaround, Sean.
Yeah, bad year last year. Big losses after problems with Co-op Bank. Was told that it was ungovernable. We spoke about that a lot. But now making a profit of just over £100 million across the group. Decent performance in its retail business as well. Like-for-like sales in food increased a little bit. Let's talk to Alan Layton now, new chairman of the Cooperative Group. His father used to run a few co-op stores. Might come in handy. He joins us from the city. Morning, Alan.
Morning, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good.
Not a bad performance, but no dividend, no divvy for your members. Why is that?
Well, because we're not ready to pay a divvy yet. I mean, as you say, it's not a bad performance. It's a recovery. I mean, we made a small profit having, as you said, made a big loss. We got the debt down and we're in a position to start rebuilding the business on two planks, really. One is we've absolutely much more membership centric. As you know, we've got 8.5 million members. And for the first time, we're moving to a one member, one vote system, which will be for the AGM. And then the governance reform that you absolutely, you know, focus on. You know, we've got to make sure that takes place. So, and then, you know, Richard and the team, they've done a great job. There's 3 years of, you know, more hard work here. We're at the beginning of the journey. We're a long way from the end. And hopefully at the end of that, when we've invested money back in the business, we'll bring the divvy back, because it was important for my dad, my mum, my gran and everybody else. And so it'd be great to bring it back.
Competitive world in the retail space. Aldi overtook Waitrose in terms of market share. Yesterday we saw they're now gunning for Co-op in next position. Can you compete on price when you've got these 3 year turnaround, you say, for the Cooperative Group? Other supermarkets making big moves. Can you do that?
We compete in a different thing. You know, we're very focused on the convenience sector, as you can see from the performance. Actually, we've done very well. And, you know, the others are spread. They've got smaller stores, but they've also got their big stores. And the big stores is, you know, where the problem lies and where the profit is. So I think we're very focused on convenience. We've been invested in price. I think we've invested over 100 million. And actually, you know, when you ask, you know, customers and consumers, they think our value perception's pretty good. So we compete in a different way. We're about fresh food availability in the community, you know, great service, because we are that local and we have, you know, great people in the store. So we compete in a different way, but you know, we're very competitive.
Not necessarily led on price.
No, price is only one thing.
The bank continue to work closely together, you said in your report today. You now only own 20% of it, but we heard recently the bank chief executive paid £3 million last year, could pick up even more in the years to come. How happy with the group that fits in with the values of the Cooperative Group's £3 million pay packet?
Well, we're in a, you know, in a different place with the bank. You know, we're the biggest shareholder, so clearly we have a say. And we have a board position, and actually it carries the Co-op name. So what happens to the bank is very important.
So you were happy with that amount?
No, we don't make that decision. That decision is made by the board of the bank, and clearly they make the decision on what people are paid. The most important thing for us is, you know, this is still, you know, a big part of, you know, the Co-op brand.
So does the group not get a say in what the chief exec of the bank is finally paid?
The group has not actually taken and been sitting around the board table for the last few months, and that's something that we will be changing.
And in terms of that stake in the bank, 20% now, do you see yourselves having that stake in 2 or 3 years' time?
Well, who knows? I mean, I as I say, it carries our name. It also has you know, a large slug of the bank's customers are Co-op members. So, you know, we are inextricably linked in that way. But the most important thing is that the bank prospers and gets itself back to, you know, where it was, the original idea. And we will be very supportive in making that happen.
Alan, thank you very much. Alan Layton, new chairman of the Cooperative Group.